listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening to one and all the ships at sea. It's hour three of the show with Clayton McKee. That's me, along with Harrison, Marnie, Al. Okay, they're taking pictures of them in their New Year's Day hats.
Photojournalism is taking place.
At the end of January, we're apparently going to have video in the studio, and you can. There's no flash if you do it that direction. What the hell are they doing?
We're doing a model photo shoot over here, boys. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, well, that's no problem for Al. Certainly no problem for
that's
Al.
Fantastic.
Good times. Oh, well, as we do.
Now, Joe doesn't have Facebook. Not Joe. Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
Tyler doesn't have Facebook. So we want to make sure that, Tyler, that at least you see some of these pictures on the actual Q-Talk page. I don't know if they post them there.
I support that decision, Tyler.
Because I don't do it. I've never gone to the Q-Talk page myself.
Well, I even had Joe take you off of the mailing list for it because I'm like, you're just confusing my cast.
Yeah.
He sends out technical things that only I understand, and you're like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Just show up and drink, Al. That's all you get.
All I do is drink and talk. Like, I didn't know I was going to have to push a button.
Yes, that's how that works. Where in the hell? Oh, here am I going?
Did I have food in my teeth?
just be glad you got teeth.
I am. I didn't have to sell them to be in Les Miserables.
Right. Or your button nose.
So your Electric Light Orchestra, you're thinking of Jeff Lynne, who wrote all of the...
Yes.
Okay. That's
Mr.
Jeff Lynne.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. So long. Where did we go wrong?
That was pretty good.
I have to pay for
years
that.
Years and years and years.
Exactly. Oh, obviously. Done.
Yeah. Red light. Red light.
I accomplished what you asked me about. There's
thank
that.
You.
Yes,
good.
You're welcome. Oh, Marnie, what are you...
Marnie!
Jeez. You are wound up tighter than a Swiss watch.
I didn't even get out of the house.
Sue, we may need you to stop by the studios in about an hour.
I would say sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
We're just going to need Sue to come over here. Funny. What? Okay, so I've got people saying on my Facebook, I posted the scan of the moonshine picture, and they're on there. The link to the website to listen to the show is there, and they're like, please post the dial number on this so we can tune you in.
Nice.
Hashtag can't figure it out.
Hashtag go ahead.
Get in your car, turn on your radio, close the garage door.
Really tight.
Happy New Year.
Go to sleep, my friend.
Now, is Tupper our suicidal person from last week?
I think so.
Is that him?
No, I don't know that that's what we need to call Tupper.
I know, but he said it was a
cry
joke
for
later.
Help.
Yes.
Cry for help.
He did.
All right, we'll change
Happy
it to
New
cry
New
for
everyone.
Help.
We're glad you're here, Tupper.
Yeah, welcome back. We're glad you made it through the week. We asked about you in the beginning.
The house, by the way, breaking news, the house passed the fiscal deal.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
At 9:03.
Breaking news.
That is breaking news.
There you go. Breaking news.
Yep.
That's our breaking
Which
news
Which I did
sounder.
Not think that they were going to do.
I didn't either. We watched a lot of that
it's
today.
It's sad that I lost interest. I've heard so much about it.
It's not a sexy story.
It's not like Kim Kardashian being
pregnant. No, that is the problem with this. And it was kind of like, just to be political for half a second, the debt ceiling that almost... Everyone I talk to is like, well, we can't incur more debt. No, sweethearts, it's not about debt. It just unfortunately has the word debt in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like calling your bank every day and being like, yeah, I'm not going to pay my bills and hanging up on them. And then wondering why at the end of the month they're like, yeah, we're going to stop offering you credit.
Yeah. And by the way, we're turning your phone off.
Yeah. This money's been spent for years and years and years. Yeah. We are not raising anything. We're just telling people... we're going to pay our bills.
Right.
I mean, we're not, but we're going to tell you we are. We're going to say we are. So if you don't know what, if you have a conversation with somebody about the debt ceiling and you say things like we can't raise the debt, you have to stop talking because you're not talking about the right thing. That's the budget.
So you have to admit
you lost that argument and move
on. What in the hell are you?
Oh my God, are you about to hike a football?
Kind of.
What happened to your arms?
They're gone. They're Muppets.
You stick
a shirt just in case the bill was passed.
Okay, hold on. What do we got?
I'm just a bill. That's fantastic. Marty. I love that you have a shirt for every obscure financial or political crisis.
The question is, does she have matching Chucks?
No.
That's the important
question.
The answer is yes.
Here's what I take out of it.
Yes, go ahead.
Said the lady in the crowd.
Time on my hands.
Have you been wearing this shirt all day? All day.
Yeah.
All day.
But now the next shirt would be like, fuck them, they didn't pass it.
And then at home I have my other shirt that says, bite me. Motherfucker.
No, what I was trying to figure out is, did you start your day with the shirt on?
I put it on this afternoon.
And then wound up in Chandler somehow. So you planned the shirt, you just didn't plan your route.
I didn't plan the route. That's a really good point. I almost went off the fiscal cliff.
Considerations always come first.
That's right.
Now Harrison, because we've been friends for a couple decades now, my favorite thing she ever said to me is because I like to walk. Like I like to like walk places and get there because I'm going to drink. So we got to get rid of that car as fast as we possibly can. So one day we're walking down the street and she says to the universe, is anyone else in inappropriate shoes? And I'm like
that.
Who the fuck is she talking to? Like, Harrison, are you in inappropriate shoes?
The answer is almost always yes.
I like it.
That made me laugh so fucking hard for years. Is anyone else, like, so innocent, like, halfway through this walk to the next bar? Anyone?
Anyone at all?
No, just me.
No one that we're with.
Ever? Yeah. The Chucks have to match whatever you're wearing. So, and thank you for paying attention. They have to. Well done, Harrison. Thank you. I like it a lot. I did want to point out a sports story.
Oh, go ahead.
Vikings made it for real.
In lieu of Buddy Early,
yeah.
I wanted to do a sports story. Because, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there so that it's held in a
I feel like I should have sports music, but I don't have any.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Seriously, she'll kill a whole redwood forest trying to get it done.
Sports!
By the way, I didn't print a thing. I didn't have to.
No, all right.
So, first and foremost, felt so good that I... Last week when Al said that they definitely made it into the playoffs, I was so beside myself. I'm like, how the fuck do I not know that? You know, how did that happen? So I just was so glad that I was like, oh, good. Okay, they didn't actually make it in, which sounds silly. But the fact that Adrian Peterson missed did you guys know he was going for you don't know a thing about football.
I was just about to say, for those of you who are not in the room, I'm looking at her with a very blank stare.
Very blank.
No, the words are coming out of her mouth,
but I
don't really understand.
We're going to have a little moonshine, and it is pinpoint. What was the word?
Paid for.
Paid for.
Pinpoint or what your pupils are.
Pinpoint. Shut up. So,
wow.
Adrian Peterson last year on December 30th. Was playing in a football game, because that's what we're referring to.
Oh,
okay.
Football.
Okay.
Football.
Not like in England.
Not
but
soccer.
With the long ball.
Not football, but
not
football.
Not American football. Exactly.
Got it.
So anyway, he tore his ACL or whatever, and it was
anterior cruciate ligament, for those of you who
know. Thank you very much.
I mean, it's a fucking painful thing.
Ripped to hell, and they said that there's no way he's coming back. Not this season.
Oh, I do know about this.
So not only
did he break the record?
8 yards. He missed it by 8 yards.
Tied.
Because Eric Dickerson played for the Rams and I believe the Baltimore Colts back in the day, like in the 80s, 70s, 80s. And he had 2,000 blah, blah, blah yards. Whatever it was. And
let's
I can't
say 2013 just to be fun.
Just to be, yeah, fair enough. And then 13 minus 8.
That would be 2005.
Thank you. And so anyway, he was chasing after that. And the fact is, so he sets this record, Dickerson does, and the only person who's come close to it has been Adrian coming back. And the fact that he was not even supposed to be in this season playing, and then he is going for
it. Because his this recovery he's made is miraculous. No one can quite understand it.
Right.
The fact that he even came back was one of the things that was like, wow. But then he's on, totally on track to break this record. 8 yards.
Oh,
and he's the one that ran it down. We're playing the Green Bay Packers, which is a huge game in and of itself if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, because you hate them. And so he broke away from the line and he ran down. Oh my God. And we're like, he's not only going to get the winning touchdown with 15 seconds left in the game, that whole kind of build up.
So the entire stadium is going out of their minds.
Even Aaron, who hates it, was like, oh my God, I'm excited too. You know, she was all into it. And I thought, had he broken it and run in for the touchdown, he would have won the game, sent us to the playoffs, and broken the record. And I thought he had all of those things. So did he.
Oh.
So the game is over because they lifted him up when he hit the 2,000-yard mark, and the teammates were lifting him up. They were so excited. He hadn't broken the record. And so after the game, this Pam Oliver, what a cunt, comes walking up and does the whole, like, sideline, Adrian, not congratulations, not this, not
that. You didn't do it.
You missed that by 9 yards. It was 9 yards at the time. Now they've said 8. You missed that by 9 yards. How do you feel about that? And the look on his face was like, I didn't break the record. You know, like she's here telling him right after the game.
That sucks.
I thought, oh my God,
no
you're a
sense
whore.
Of occasion.
Correct. But anyway, so the Vikings have to go now to Green Bay in the middle of winter to play an outside game when we play in a dome. So we'll see how that goes. It's Saturday. Actually, the playoff game is Saturday. So if they, you know, I got to tell you, if we win on Saturday, pleased as punch is what I am. And I will be fucking Twitter-pated. And it's like winning the Super Bowl. Don't care about the rest.
Twitter.
I am.
Twitter fucking pated.
I don't need to know the inner workings of your vagina.
So anyway, that's my sports.
Sports. Well played, sir or ma'am.
Thank you. All right. Well, it is that time in our third hour where we take a brief break, pause for the cause, and then we'll be right back with our next segment.
Isn't that the word?
What?
PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Power pause.
Paid
Power
for.
Pause.
Paid for.
Paid for. Paid for.
Oh, God. We'll be back.
I guess we're going to change it to moonshine.
We could do that.
Or anything with a P, really, because that seems to be where we're stuck.
Pinpoint, PowerPoint, whatever.
We'll be back for our Thoughtful Vagarity segment right after this.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Oh, Alfred.
Well, who is Kevin Kay? That's my question, but there's someone new that's
Kevin.
Finally
Kevin Cormos.
Oh, very
friend of mine
nice.
On Facebook, and he's always at Charlie's.
Hi,
okay,
Kevin. Welcome,
so,
Kevin.
Hello, welcome aboard. Please listen every week. We get sober sometimes. Our question is a kind of a little variation on the topic that usually comes up today during your day, your walk of shame, your day of regret. Like, what about last year would you have done differently to help you with your New Year's resolution? Like, what would you have...
I would not have eaten crickets.
So, yeah. Something just crawled out of Pinocchio's ass. I don't want to say.
Is that a Muppet?
Oh, my God.
Well, I can actually field this one.
Oh, no, Marnie's got to go first.
Oh, Marnie goes first. Okay,
damn it. But shouldn't we?
All right.
I'll let you off once. I don't make New Year's resolutions, so.
That's why I said it's not a resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. I threw the crickets. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's what we're trying to avoid that with resolutions.
Oh, got it.
I want to know what you would have done differently.
Now so you're afraid of what might be real and what's not.
Having a seizure during a light show. What?
PowerPoint!
What do you wish you had done last year, or what would you have done differently to make it a more successful year, to have made it more successful? Hmm. Better than it was.
All right. Okay. I'm going to defer to our lovely guest.
I'm going to do a Sarah Palin on this and answer the question I wish he'd asked.
Not you, Harrison. Her.
Well, not like that. So last year, 2012, that's awesome. I had decided that my New Year's resolution was to not talk shit about people.
Mm. Well, that's awful. How did you wind up on this show?
That's awful.
Clearly, it didn't last.
Okay,
year.
Got it.
Good call.
But I was on a kind of a stealth job interview in February last year. I didn't realize I was on a job interview. It's with the boss I currently have.
Nice.
And that don't talk shit about people was still fresh in my psyche. And I managed to not talk shit about my then current boss. And it was because of the way that I presented her and my situation that I got the job I'm in now. And the job I'm in now is nothing short of a miracle.
Nice.
So... Okay. So yeah, that's not the answer to your question, but that's what
so
I wanted to say.
I like it.
Yeah, no.
We got 45 minutes.
Yeah. And then you can always put Wings pulled chili cook off.
Anytime, I'm telling you, that chick comes in handy right there.
So it was probably about 15 minutes after that I started talking shit because I figured, well, that New Year's resolution is done its job and we're done with that.
Yeah, well, move on. It's February. Exactly. Now you can go into something new.
Yeah, so by March we were back to normal.
I like it. Why did you wait the whole month, or was the interview at the end of the month?
Because I didn't start the job until April, so it was kind of risky.
Playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Not Clayton.
Marsha.
What's going on there? What is
moonshine? I think we can answer that in
that
one
was fantastic.
Word.
Pinpoint
for those.
PowerPoint. programmable pussy. What?
I like it.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what what I would have changed from last year that would have made it more better. Wow. I don't know. I thought all in all, I thought it was pretty good. There was nothing horrible I thought about last year. I mean, and there were a lot of horrible things that happened in the world, but not to me personally. I think I really can't. Like,
there were a few unfortunate Sundays.
Yeah, you weren't part of the French Revolution. No.
Huh?
Or the little student one a couple years later? No, I'm not you.
Right.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Les Miserables.
They have their own language.
Oh, totally went to that. Meant to chat with you about that, hoping Aaron could too, but
yes.
That didn't work today. Okay. Oh my God, it was so good. Except for that Russell Crowe. I'm not even fucking around. I didn't get that, but I digress.
If you'd have been here for the entertainment segment, we could have talked
about
that.
I'm sure. But I was otherwise engaged.
Let me get back to you on this. Nothing really just stands out, crosses my mind that I would have. I mean, a lot of wonderful things happen.
All right, so we'll easy this up then.
Oh, she is.
What's your resolution for this year?
Okay, let me share something with you.
So I appreciated the look on your face.
So I'm standing at Cobalt today. Now Cobalt, for those of you not local, Cobalt is a local gay
watering
bar close here in Central Phoenix, and what they do, I think it's really cute. They have large. Almost like storefront windows along the one side, and they make big, huge, full-length posters. And everybody comes in during the month of December, and you all write on them what your resolution is for the upcoming year. You all write what?
Sorry, I was just showing her what Cindy had in there.
Oh, God.
Cindy's
Thank you, Cindy.
Being hysterical again. Yeah.
Cindy's
well
talking
Cindy.
Smack.
I got to meet the Cindy. I like her.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I like her.
On these, apparently in the latter part of 11, I wrote on one of them for 12. And I looked up, they had them displayed today from previous years, and I saw where I had written, my New Year's resolution for 12 was to love more and hate less. And then in parentheses, I wrote below it, but I'm not really good at these things.
A work in progress.
I just thought that was kind of funny that I saw it. I actually, I went through the gamut of resolutions and thinking about, you know, the different things. I do think that one, and obviously, you know, because you went with me to a doctor's appointment this past year that had a blood pressure issue, which we now have cooled and regulated and all that stuff. But I don't like to be on the pill for it. That sounded bad.
Yeah.
But I don't like to take something for something.
We're back to uterine math, please.
If I can figure out how to not be on some med for something, I would rather go that route.
Right.
So, though I know a lot of people throw into the ring first of the year, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do this. Uh-huh. I mean, that's why you see every Bally's and LA Fitness commercial and every... Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have a lot of money.
The January joiners, right, yeah.
Right. Right. Nope. And then they just taper out. Whatever.
And I can't say I was never one of those. So, oh, no, yeah. Never.
So
yeah.
It is in my... And also, not only knowing that, but, you know, realizing my age and a lot of factors going into that, I'm like, okay, I do need to do something. Otherwise, this show's going to stop sooner than I want.
Yeah. No, it because won't. Of your Al, will, yeah. Al will be fine.
I'm sure I can figure out whatever you do over there.
But can you run lights? That's what you got to run lights.
Oh, he'd throw those things right out in the yard. He'd be like, put those by the cum tree. Now.
So I think
they
that's...
stink.
That's
that cum tree has been in season for like fucking ever.
A year.
Filthy.
It's just not getting cool enough to stop it.
No.
But I think that's on my list of things to accomplish. I kind of Marnie. I don't really set a lot of those because, and if I do, I don't tell anybody because.
Correct.
You know, I'm
with you.
I don't want that. You know, somebody to come up and say, "Oh, you missed it by 9 yards."
Right.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Super yeah. Sorry.
You suck.
So I don't. No. I mean, my.
So back to you. I know you don't make resolutions. So right. what would you have done differently?
I would have. Thought about myself sooner than August of last year. Mm-hmm. I would have. Oh my God! It's Star Trek.
I
need
That's
his camera.
I need
his camera.
Zulu.
Hi Zulu, or whoever. Oh, Sulu. I don't know whoever the fuck it is.
LeVar Burton. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Geordi LaForge. Yeah. For those of you who are science geeks.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
okay.
It's I'm kind
you
of ashamed
did really
about
well. Joe DeGanzig is going to be so fucking excited about that.
Yeah.
He's not going to know what to do. Happy New Year, Joe.
He finally talked about Star Trek.
Yeah, because trust me, none of us would have pulled that. That's good. That's
it's
good
not
chat.
Good. It's embarrassing, but go ahead.
Please don't be embarrassed. It's good. Trust me, we all have some useless shit up in these brains.
Yeah. The cast of Welcome Back, Carter comes to mind first. Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree about
full
that.
Full name
I'm
and bios,
little, yeah. Yeah, right. The fact that I was utterly destroyed because Horshack died last
Ron
year.
Ron Polillo.
Thank you. See, I knew that I could get that one. But, I would have thought about myself sooner. And I'm that bums me out, but at the same time, I had a lot of fun before I put myself first. Right. You know, even like the idea of coming into this show, that was one of the best things that happened last year is being able to start this. And
even 9 months into it, you still think it's a good idea?
I'm going to tell you, absolutely, I do. I look forward to it every week, and last week was Christmas, and I'm like, normally my ass isn't going anywhere, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to the show, let's buy cookies and this and whatever, but my deal was that got a little crazy, so since election night,
can't tell,
weird election night and tonight, which starts a new year, so that's different, so just election night. From August until the end of the year was the only night that I got crazy while being on the show. But April to July 31st, when we started, pretty much every fucking Tuesday was nuts. Yeah. And craziness. And like all of a sudden it was this free license to, you know, drink copious amounts and that'll be fun.
Right.
So the cool part was that from August on, I felt okay on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And and then actually going to throw out was productive. Yeah.
And Wednesday's always my first day back to work.
Oh,
and I'm always
sure.
Like dragging ass. Like,
yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Somebody brew coffee.
Right. A lot of it.
For my pinpoints.
Right. PowerPoint. Cheers. But yeah, so anyway, that would have been my thing. I think it was fun. I don't regret things. I think regret is one of the most moronic fucking things that there ever can be. But I wish that I had said, you know, maybe like in June. Enough. And, you know, good for me. And then thought of myself first. So I just that is something I wish on everyone. Think of yourself first. Just, you know, think of what's good for you first. And go from there. The end.
The end.
I think there's something in there that I maybe I don't know about. So
there's a big secret that
something
that we've all noticed but no one ever comments on, and Aaron kind of got on us last week for not mentioning it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, how much have you lost?
Nothing.
Like 40 some pounds.
Dignity.
Yeah. Like
40
pounds.
You're on this show. You got no dignity.
No, she's lost like 40 pounds.
37, 38, 40, whatever.
Huh.
So, no. But, I mean, really, a fat fucker, until you lose a lot, like, you know, you don't notice that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Not true.
Yeah, No, actually,
really true.
You know, I had noticed, but I wasn't sure if you were going to talk about it.
Oh,
and then
Erin
kind of yelled at us last week that we didn't make mention of it.
She yelled at you on the show?
Yeah, because you had a shirt on, and she was saying, like, that
she didn't say anything on the show.
When you bought the shirt, it was tight, and now...
Oh, my Mary and Joseph shirt.
Yeah, maybe it was after the show that she said something.
Oh, I'm going to knock her out.
But it was fine.
No, seriously. I mean, because my deal is that it was just kind of a, you know, make different choices and, you know, looking at the sugar content and things. So this is going to kill me today, start out the year.
But you have to make exceptions and have a little.
You do.
You got to have some fun, but it can't be all fun. Like, you got to eat the vegetables. Yeah.
You do. And it's been.
Drink the moonshine.
Thank you. Exactly. Eat the vegetables, drink the moonshine.
It says apple pie, so I'm thinking that's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
So, yeah, thank you.
More pies than apple.
Kind.
Right.
So, anyway, yeah, the nicest part of that is that I've been feeling good about me.
Awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's an important thing.
But thank you. That's silliness. I don't know. We'll get, you know, when it goes down further, it'll be far more noticeable. I just wear things that fit now.
That's nice.
You know.
That's nice.
So,
not having your blood circulation cut off by your clothes is always a plus.
No. Actually, I went the other direction. I wore things that were, like, falling off me. Like, you know, but they weren't falling off me then. And that's the problem. They weren't super tight. Mm-hmm. It was just when you looked down and you went, they're a size what? Oh, my God. Like, where have you gotten? And being 43 and thinking, 42 at the time that I kind of took that in, I'm going to die. Like, everything is around the whole tire in the middle, and I'm going to die. And I am far too fucking happy right now.
Yeah,
between,
to die, right.
Yeah, between air and for something that I can control.
Right.
You know, and it's all about that control. Mm-hmm. And I'm every Tuesday I get to do this. I have a job that I love. Actually, I have two of them that I love. You know, quite frankly, most importantly, I have Aaron that I love. And so, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to be alive.
She's got a lot to live for.
Yeah, absolutely. You are my favorite. PowerPoint. I'm going to have some more sugar on that.
I am flatlining at some point on this.
Oh.
PowerPoint.
God damn.
He is telling me to shut up in my microphone, and I'm not even talking.
Anyway.
I thought I was being bitch slapped. I'm like, fuck you, PowerPoint. Programmable pussy, whatever your name is.
PowerPoint program.
Marsha was in the middle of a lovely story.
Yeah, she talked too much about it. But thank you.
So what about you?
You don't even comment anymore when I get your name wrong.
That's not the best part.
I think if I actually called you Marnie, you would fall off your
really,
chair.
Like, that's weird. The only time I was like, really, was when he called me Carney. And that was after about 30 pounds. And I was like, fuck right off. But okay. She did have her own little, you know.
In my defense, bypass. If you go through and with a pen and paper and write down how many people's
names. You know
names
I'm joking.
I butchered.
You know I'm joking. God damn, that was funny. Every time.
That was as close as I came. I was only
I
off
was
by
Mariah,
one.
Mariah. I've been Mariah.
We had Robomny, Ron Pyro.
We every Meredith Baxter.
we should. Because she was straight once and then not anymore.
Yeah.
Not no more. She cut hair off, and all of a sudden
she done became a lesbian.
She did. She wanted her oyster soup. Clam digger.
Winner, clam digger. winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, clam digger.
Inappropriate.
I have something for Al that I printed off in color just to piss
him
off.
Oh, you printed that off?
But by the way, this was like 9 months ago. And it just made me laugh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. because I thought of you, the only option we've given you, Obamny. But you have half.
Yeah.
Obviously, half Obamny.
Oh, is it wrong that I find him hot?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, as a matter of fact, really wrong. But anyway, I just thought that was fantastic. Obamny. Because of dumbass over here who couldn't, you know,
right. get one
pronounce
name.
A goddamn
three?
Thing.
We're on the air for 3 hours and 45 minutes. I got not one name right.
Not even kind of. Not even kind of. I have had that printed off since just after the election.
Oh, my God. And my other favorite thing, because that was my favorite thing from last year was the election show. That was my favorite night of the entire year.
Oh, I'm sure. You wanted to do that forever.
Had so much fun. It was my lifelong dream
to was so fun.
Host an election night.
And
there's
so
one
Diane
part
Sawyer.
Where I'm making a very smart point, ooh. But I have all the names wrong.
So and we all were, and you and Doug and I, Clayton, we all were like looking at Al like, what the fuck is he talking about?
And it was such
who
a
are these people in his own little
point.
Election? Yeah.
And were they wearing sensible shoes?
Right.
Or what was the word?
No.
Inappropriate
shoes. Anyone else wearing inappropriate shoes? She says to the universe.
I guarantee you it was inappropriate footwear. I put money on it.
You just threw that out there. That's nice. That's nice.
So the only thing that I would, from last year, and it's really any year, it's just a problem. I said it out loud to someone a couple days ago. 50% of the people I like. Mm-hmm. 49.9% of the people, I honestly don't give a shit if you live or die. Like, you have absolutely no effect on me. I turn around and forgot I ever saw you.
And
then there's
that
1%.
That's
like,
actually 0.5.
Like, not, yeah, we're whatever we're left. Yeah. Like, a tenth 0.5. Of a percent of people.
And I'm not good at math.
Honestly, piss me off. And I let them get to me, and I let myself get worked up, and I get into a lather. And it's going to get me fired from a job or killed or stabbed or chased home or PowerPointed or something. And
pinpointed.
They're going to pinpoint me on a Sarah Palin bullseye map.
Yes.
And it really does. And it, like, affects my juju. Like, just the whole world goes wrong. Like, my kidneys start to hurt. My adrenaline goes up. And it's over someone that I just want to be, why can't I get you into that lovely column of, I don't care if you live or die. Mm-hmm. And now I work with a woman who I absolutely, like, I detest.
Really?
I cannot stress enough. And then we have new managers about to take over. I'm like, I just want to let you know that 90% of the time you talk to me about, or I talk to you about some problem, it's going to be her. Because I fucking hate her.
Okay. Because she's
stupid? Oh, just pick a reason. Everything.
No, but I mean, like, she's ignorant, she's mean, she's cold.
Keep going.
She's everything. Ugly?
No, I think she's lovely.
Oh, okay.
Lovely look at. But it's
see,
just one of those
I knew
things
I could find something.
I envision Al telling...
You so ugly, Miss Ely.
I envision...
Joe is ugly.
I envision Al telling this new management staff about this in the way... In the way that Dixie Carter's character on Designing Women said, and just so you will know, and your children will someday know, is the night the lights went out in Georgia. That's how I envision you telling
a little more heightened in the drama, but you're right on the money.
Oh, drama.
What was that?
Drama.
Oh, it's
and
kind of, what's the word? Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
The other one's a little...
That's my Carol the Bells chasing through a stabby...
That's right.
Yeah.
Staticky is the word you're looking at.
Yeah.
Thank you, staticky.
So
yeah. I appreciate
that. And then for my resident...
PowerPointed it.
Right yeah,
there, Harrison.
PowerPointed it.
Harrison gets a point.
And you were just named Paula.
I said PowerPointed it. Yeah. Oh, look, I pulled it out, Paula.
I thought you said Paula pointed it.
PowerPointed it.
So now
it's not
I'm
like
deaf,
I've been saying that since
and I don't know your name.
When I finally got here, Jesus.
But my resolution for next year is the said. Like I got to get off my ass. Like I've just got to do something
for next year, 2014,
this year. Well,
or this year,
2014 would be much simpler.
I was going to agree with you. I'm like, let's project.
Yeah, because one of the other things about the show when we were in the other location. I liked it because that was a long, long bike ride through the heat.
And so, I liked it because Sue was close. And
yeah.
So
but I always, that was like a big deal of exercise. And it was always on the hottest fucking days. Right. I mean, we rode through some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dog days of summer.
Dog
we really
days
did.
Of summer. And so that was at least one day that I knew I was getting legitimate exercise because that was a good like 10 miles round trip.
But one out of seven isn't really a good record.
No, but it's a hell of a lot more than a lot of people.
But it's what, true, you know, true.
And
you
gotta, or if you didn't have the show,
right.
It's a hell of a lot more than
there watching yet another television show.
That's right.
Right.
Because my goal will never be to watch less TV or give up on cable or not spend 18 years in a movie theater.
These things are off the table. Just as a shout out to Doug Wilkie, will never be to watch more Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Or Real Housewives or whatever.
Anything to do with Housewives.
No, I don't think Doug watches The Housewives.
No, he doesn't. That's why I'm giving him the shout out. Okay. Aaron does. Oh. And so I'm not going to strive to watch more.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting at. I lay there with my eyes kind of like.
But the next time the urge to watch Lost in its entirety hits me, I'm going to go for a walk.
A Colorado Asian.
Colorado Asian.
Wow, man.
We started off bashing Pat Benatar.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Of course, I wasn't here.
No, when the show first began back in April, we started off for some reason bashing Pat Benatar. Did we start in April?
Yeah.
The month, right?
Yes.
Because she looked surprised.
I thought you were referring to today.
Martha's got it going on over there.
No, all of a sudden I'm like, Martha? That's new. Let's make a list of the M names. I'm going to look that up.
I'm just going to go through them A to Z. Well, M to M, really.
Yeah, M-A to M-A-Z. M-Z.
There you go. Okay, Mazooka. Yeah. So,
that's Mizrahi to you. Isaac, that would be if you're nasty.
But all we had was one story about a Chinese guy that mailed himself to his girlfriend as a surprise and nearly suffocated.
Right, in the box.
And we have been the most offensive people towards Asians on the air currently.
Yes, we are.
Why, I believe you have, fine sir. I wasn't until tonight.
I just got on the train tonight.
I would pick up in 2013, but where you might have left off last year.
But if you'll recall, the gentleman who shipped himself to his girlfriend, the issue was, it was supposed to be a simple cross-town 30-minute thing.
A courier.
And then she moved.
The courier got lost.
And it ended up being like 3 hours stuck in a box, and that's what he could.
And he didn't want to yell for help and spoil the surprise.
Right.
So funny. Stupid human trick.
So we had a blue Asian. So we were trying to figure out what color.
I'm a blue Asian.
Stop.
Bok choy.
Bok
choy. Bok choy.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'll finish this.
And yeah, good.
Maybe.
I'm texting Susie.
By the way, me too. I've been trying to. I've been trying to for about half an hour.
I just called the paramedics. I decided let's get you the ride to the right place. Play the flatline again.
She's alive!
Oh, no.
And then we go.
Okay.
Slurp it up, Marnie Ryer.
I will.
Get it down.
And anyone else who has any of theirs left that they might throw out, I'm okay with.
Nope, I declined my
offer. No, I know you did. I've been drinking for two.
If you must know, Charlene, they said.
Hey, sweet.
I don't get this. Kevin is obviously listening to a different show. But Tyler.
Yeah, what's happening with Kevin?
Tyler was.
Hi, Kevin.
Tyler was very upset that I called you Carney.
By the way, he was very sweet. I saw that. Aww.
Asada. Carney Asada.
That's what it was.
Leave my title on this.
In my defense, I was powerful hungry that night.
The fact that nobody caught that is fantastic. But on the here back,
isn't that what Carney is always saying?
But I don't think I can play with that because wasn't election night the night that we had more food in here than any?
We sure did.
We had to rent another studio.
Except for last week.
I don't know how it happened. This show, we always had. Buddy just used to bring in Carl's Jr. snacks.
Well, then he mentioned Pringles.
Bugles.
And then we've all looked up that goddamn cereal he wanted.
Oh my God.
Corn Choodles.
and I have searched for Corn Choodles since.
There is no such thing as Corn Choodles.
And then candy corn. And they had to bring in candy corn ice cream and candy corn.
I just think it's funny.
I think the shame is, by the way, I got diabetes
just listening to this show.
Totally. And I just want you to know, usually you mention something and I...
stick it in your
that
right,
in,
right,
and I'm
right.
like, I'm gonna have that next week if it's the last thing I do. So, but boys, and Harrison,
and thank you,
beautiful Harrison. Please don't say, oh, a BMW, because I'm not going to get that for you. It may be a Matchbox car. And if you're like, ooh, Latin, well, maybe.
Yeah. No,
maybe.
Yeah, well, you did bring a Latin in
for
him.
Sure did.
I just have this visual, and I did it too. I thought of it when I was looking for the corn toodles too.
And I wanted to get a houseboat
like,
from last
crawling
week.
Through Vietnam looking for Charlie, trying to get to that bottom, the no name cereal on the bottom.
In the bags.
Because I am way too fat to bend over. So bags. I had to lay down and look at it.
Right.
And it was the funniest.
I'm going for some corn too.
For some corn toodles. Crawling under the barbed wire. If you raise your head, you get hit by barbed wire and you'll find Raisin Bran.
Right. Here's the problem with that whole, here's a camera in here starting sometime soon.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to see what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, I don't know that arm gesture needs to be seen by other than close friends.
I don't want that arm gesture. Right, but now, yes.
I think we need it.
Actually, I'm more apt to like actually get on the floor and act it out. And okay. I don't want to.
Wait. Okay, so now we got this, Kevin was talking about Dixie Carter telling Charlene, "Hey, if you must know, Charlene, they meant, hey, sweet meat."
Okay, read it. Go ahead. Do it. I want you to read it.
I gotta get my designing.
Read it.
Work it
Dixie
out.
Carter.
Work me some Dixie Carter.
As if that weren't at the tip of your tongue at every moment of every day.
Did you text him?
Yes. I'm too Thanks. Drunk to do a southern accent. How
no,
drunk
try
is
it. What?
Oh, there we go.
Come
hey,
on, girl.
Sweet meat, what is it? Strut it out. Bring it home to me tonight. Mm-mm. Gotta get me some of that. Dixie Carter was a little trashy. A little less trashy.
And a little higher in the voice, which is
that
weird.
Was
that
was
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided to be a southern boy.
No, but I liked it.
That was enjoyable.
And need
I
a vodka.
Liked it. I liked it. And I'm kind of enjoying the whole Tupper thing. I can't wait to look at this YouTube thing. Funniest of the shut up, Marnie.
Funniest Asian story of the year. If you have time to watch. Oh, if you can. Jesus Christ.
By the way, thank you for doing that, because I'm like, funniest. What the fuck is that
I'm
word?
Not even Jesus. Drinking the moonshine.
Me either.
We have an says, affirmative from Rainbow Cab coming to get Marnie.
Okay. Well, isn't that nice?
So let's be.
Ain't that nice at the beginning of the year?
I love when you go full tilt on the boo boo.
Oh, right.
Full tilt.
What?
Honey boo boo child.
You better red recognize.
What? Oh, no. That was the funniest thing of all the names we called you that night. Weren't you Marnie Boo Boo or something?
And I was like, what the fuck? Why you gotta be pulling that out?
Yeah.
All right, so now we'll be self-indulgent for a minute. Besides all of these things, what was your favorite thing that we've done in the last 12 years? How long have we been here? Feels longer.
On the air,
9 months.
On the air, 9 months. Or do you mean just in this studio?
Yeah. In this studio, only a few
what's,
months.
What's your favorite thing that we
about the show?
Yeah, that we've done on here. What's
seriously, at being able to look to every single week and know that I'm going to laugh no matter what has happened. Throughout the rest of the week, no matter what bullshit has gone on and no matter
but
what
snot out
shit,
your nose thing. Like.
Seriously, like how many times? Oh, that poor old studio. I haven't done it here yet. I
oh,
say
sprayed,
yet.
Yeah, when
yes.
she sprays. Yeah.
Oh,
because
right.
seriously. Well,
clarify
the other,
that.
The other point is that pre-August I was pretty drunk. So I wasn't holding a lot in. But it's truly like just laughing and, you know, talking with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Has just been fantastic. And I'm not even going to lie. I love Katie June, and I love that she's here, and I love everything about that. And there isn't a but to it. It's not about but. I'm just going to add, I miss Buddy so much. And
agreed.
I wish that there could be five mics.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I wish that he could be here with Katie. And I'd be really good with that. And I'm a little misty about it, so I'm going to go ahead and have a little bit more. But truly, I'm just kidding. But I really do. His delivery and some of the shit that he would pull off and just as dry motherfucker.
I feel like we're in memoriam.
No. But I certainly don't mean it like that poor little thing.
And I...
Oh, no, you gotta do what's the dead lady song? What's she's always singing sad shit.
Which one?
In the arms of an angel.
Oh, that's that goddamn Sarah McLachlan. That's about those animals. I can't. During Christmas.
Yeah.
Silent.
Yeah. Jesus is alive, you're lady. Stop singing. Yeah.
I'm not going to buy another ticket to your concert if you don't stop singing those goddamn ASPCA.
Every time a dog is wounded, Sarah McLachlan gets notified as she sings a song.
She's more wings than anyone
they
else.
Zap her in the vajayjay. Her programmable pussy. Oh my god, a dog is dying.
PowerPoint
in the arms of.
Well, anyway, you're not dead, but I miss you, buddy. Weird. That's all.
I told you.
I just miss you, buddy. That's all.
Oh dear God!
No sound level checks at all. No.
Like it's hard to do when she just does them so sudden like that. God damn it, Marty! She's off the rails. Will you know where your car is in the morning?
Yep.
Could you want to tell us about an STD you had once in the Cape?
No, that's Marty.
That's Katie June.
Or still, but you're drunk enough. You're drunk enough. All right, Harrison, what's your favorite thing? You've been listening for a while.
Yeah.
My favorite thing. My favorite thing is tonight being able to hang out with you guys and actually talk.
Because you're here.
Because I'm here. I mean, I love being on the chat room with Tyler and everything. And that's all fun and everything. And I love that you guys give the shout out. But it's way more fun to be here.
To see how nuts we really like, how much fun we really are having.
Still kind of known for a while that y'all are nuts, so that doesn't come as much of a surprise.
And sometimes I even get to stick to these pie charts that I make.
I have one in my bag. Oh, she gets a pie chart.
Oh, you know what we should do? Because like,
no, this is hilarious.
My boyfriend David Pacman.
Oh, you're dating?
On his show, they sell T-shirts and stuff to raise money for their production. We should sell autographed pie charts or spit cups from what she's blown back over the year.
I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
Like, this is sweet.
I haven't spit up in this studio.
So we
at
should
all.
For like $5 we could sell autographed pie charts at the show. So you can follow along at home and find out how we're fucking up.
The only use they could ever get, as it turns out.
Yeah, exactly.
$5. What about that nickel for Harrison?
Apparently I am underselling.
That was a good call.
For every time someone told her she was tight, one nickel.
That's right.
To the lady in pink.
By the way, let's not talk about tight. More fun.
One nickel. There's that.
One little nickel. Two little nickel.
Clay, it's your turn. Since I mean, you have something to do with this show. I've seen your name before.
Yes. By the way, Marty, Sue just wants to know if
if
she also needs to bring somebody to drive your car to your house for you.
How much do I love Sue? Is that an extra cost or is this
service.
Part of the show?
I'll text her.
Well, all right, thanks.
Please readdress the board.
I love this. Kevin K has all the things he thinks the pets are saying that have been abused. Why do they kick my ass? Why do they feed me shit from Walmart? I bring you the fucking paper and you feed me
Sam's Choice. It's a Walmart brand
really
of dog food.
I'm so squinty, I can't read.
You mean you're Japanese?
From laughing.
Oh, please, see you Japanese.
Oh my God.
We're going for the whole Asian continent
now. Oh, no.
So how could we not?
Again. We'll never be Q-Talk the universe.
We're Q-Talk everywhere but Japan.
I was like, what the hell is this planet called?
In a world of podcasts.
Not Japan. Yeah.
Me and Marguerite were going to have a party night.
Marguerite!
That's a good one. I like Marguerite.
And now we've gone out of country. Uh-huh.
Whatever, hula hand.
All right.
By the way, were you referring to him or me?
Which one?
Houlihan.
Houlihan. He said Margaret Houlihan from MASH. Hot Lips.
Yeah, Hot Lips.
Well, I get it, but were you referring to him or me?
You.
Oh, I get it now. I'm going to have some more.
I would drink it off, but you've already drank it.
Marnie Boo Boo.
I think you're on rum chata.
What?
That's how it is with eggnog.
Yeah, here. We have to get a cup to shake
right
with.
So, okay.
Go ahead.
So I text Sue back, and I'm like, yes, that would be great. By the way, Marnie's car is a stick shift. And her reply is, oh, I can drive a stick.
Uh-oh. I'd like to know who that is and how much I have to clean tomorrow.
Paid for.
Paid for.
Duh.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. Spelled out.
Well, okay.
The car wash after I ride your stick is included.
H-A-S-H-T-A-G. Duh.
What is the court? God damn.
That was awesome.
What's the...
it was like we planned it.
What was your favorite moment of these many years?
These United States.
These
United States. Hey, you guys, in a very short period of time, I accidentally got drunk.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say peed yourself. That's exactly the tone of voice you had. Like,
do you mean because every time I pee myself, I have that tone of voice? What the fuck are you talking about?
You had that look on your face like, I just piddled. Don't be mad.
Daddy, I made a stinky.
What?
I wasn't expecting you to apologize for being drunk.
By the way, time out.
I know,
the
now you're...
The fact that Clayton's off. Daddy, I made a stinky.
No, the way you said that, it was like little kid.
The tone of voice that you used for that was really quite like apologetic.
Well, we'll play that back later, but the fact that you said it kind of creeped me out a little bit. No. I don't know. I'm going to go back over here to my phone.
Enjoy your blackberry.
All right.
Yeah.
The name of this week's episode is Marsha's Incontinence.
PowerPoint. I did not pee.
I just did.
Like, what?
With Clayton Nikki.
Not to be missed.
This is why, this is what I love about last year. And what I'm loving about the start of this year.
Going to do a commercial for adult diapers, but I remembered I don't shit my pants.
I just peed mine. I did not.
Clayton didn't get the Botox out of my forehead.
What was that? What was that on Mad TV? That oops, I crap my pants.
Yeah. I'm wearing them now, and I just did.
And I just did.
My God, my head hurts so much from laughing.
And that's the fantastic. Lady pants from Mahatma Fingers.
Now, Clayton, much as I love this rum chata.
Yeah.
Or rum springer.
Rum springer.
Where's rum springer?
Or hachi kachi. Or hoochie rickshaw.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Or Tommy Shaw.
You got a yellow light up there?
Hey, wait, I'm not done yet. I'm almost done. I appreciate Tommy Shaw and rickshaw.
All the members of Styx, really.
Absolutely.
I knew where you were going.
Yeah, totally. Mr. fucking Robot Toe. I'm just wondering if... I hate things going to waste.
Pass
yeah, I was
down.
Wondering if you might not want that. All right, thanks.
No, I'm good.
Clayton's going to answer the question, and I'm going to make you a drink. I'm going to take everyone's life in their hands. You want a mix?
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, I'm sitting down.
Oh.
Answer your question.
Thank you so much, Al.
Joe just posted hashtag wow.
Marsha
might have
needed
to
piss.
Marsha might have needed to piss. Thank you, Kevin, for my new name.
Oh.
What's finger smelling?
God.
What just happened? Oh. I'm so concerned about that.
Better
By
hurry.
The way, why did I We've become got, Southern just now? Why?
All right, we have 5 minutes. Hey, Al. Oh my God, Al. He's
busy. Can you hear me, Al? Hi, Al Perkins. Can you please bring me one of those lemon bear shandies?
Please.
He's making you a cocktail.
He's right there.
Oh, no. What do you want? What do you want?
Wow. I'm going to try to answer the question.
Answer the goddamn question.
Wow.
By the way, do you know what it is?
Now Marsha's angry.
Now it's Marsha Bossy Pants.
Yeah. In the pants. Just say Winks.
Winks reunion 1983. Chili
cook-off. 2003.
No. I agree. The looking forward to this every week is just priceless. And I never, I even though I have a general idea of what's going to happen, I really,
really
don't. I really don't. Somebody actually made an observation to me about a week or so ago. Because I always the holidays, I usually get thrown off on and I have trouble getting back on track with stuff. And then I had my trip to L.A., you know, I met Jason, and it was really hard to get my head focused and back into this. And the person actually said, well, I've noticed for about a year you've kind of really disconnected and haven't been on track. And the only thing that he said that he can see that I'm on track with is this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, but this show doesn't pay my bills. You know,
well, it pays mine.
Yes, you get paid the
sponsors.
Same. Scale.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what we need, sponsors.
Yes, sponsors.
Thanks, paid
for paying sponsors.
Thanks, Rainbow
yes.
Cat.
But no, it's seriously, it is. I look forward to this every. Thank you for the text message, too.
Me too.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying, maybe.
It is. It's the further that, and this is even one of those things. As enjoyable as I am with you, I think we're closer now than than we were, because now we're production buddies. Or Thunder Buddies, or whatever you call it.
Wow, it got dirty.
I don't want to talk about it.
Haven't you seen the movie? The movie Ted. They were Thunder Buddies.
I have not seen that. And the fact that you just talked about Thunder Buddies is kind of weird.
When you see Ted, you'll understand.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks.
But no, it is this. It that's the happiest thing. But some of the nights, it's too many to. We have cried and laughed so hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first, I think, was it the first or the second Moonshine show?
Mm-hmm.
The first one was the one that just
fucked up.
The first one was really quite fantastic. The second one, a little tragic. All the cherries. There are a lot of cherries. Yeah. I shit out a cherry tree.
Well, it'll be noticed, but mine was the cat. Mine was the dead cat.
Yes.
I have never been so blindsided by anything in my
life. You
were
so fucking hysterical about that goddamn cat.
And it has been a long time since anything struck me is that out of control funny that I didn't know where to go.
You didn't know what to do. Al couldn't speak. Do you remember?
Vaguely.
Let's replay that show.
We may have to go back and dig.
It's called The Fur Is Flying.
Time out. Let's replay the entire show.
It takes 3 hours.
You know, but just keep replaying.
Find the Fur Is Flying. That was...
It's one of our very first shows,
the
first
very
three.
First shows, and the news story caught me off guard, and that fucking cat. And always, whenever people do worse things to animals than I would ever think of, and I'm not an animal lover.
Right,
just
you're not.
Dead or alive. Wilbur and Orville and all their joy. And
all the ships at sea.
What a cute dog.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Oh, that was.
I mean, truly, like, how fun has it been? And seriously, Harrison,
so
all
much
your
fun.
Support and you listening, and it's so fun to have you here for the beginning of 2013. And and just honest to God, boys, laughing with you.
Yeah. It's every week you know.
I know for a fact that no matter how bullshit it's been since I last laughed Tuesday night. And I don't mean to make that like that I haven't laughed through the rest of the week, but I know for a fact.
Yeah, on Tuesdays.
Come Tuesday that we're going to laugh and talk about stupid shit.
That's right.
Probably offend a couple more Asians.
There's
a lot of them,
I've never offended
so we have
an Asian in my life, but you're going to get the red light.
There it is. All right, Harrison.
Happy New Year!
PowerPoint!
Thank you for being here, Harrison.
My pleasure. And I want to send out my love to Cindy and Leah. Thanks for listening, girls.
Oh, love it.
Thank you for joining us. Come back every week.
Happy Alrighty. New Year.
It's Tuesday. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. I'm here with Marnie, Al. Katie will be back next week with us. We'd like to thank Harrison for making the trip all the way from L.A. to come play with us on our little show.
Munch.
Happy New Year to all. We will see you again next week. And as we like to close each and every show with, we like to say, see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.